Fletcher has more experience with propulsion systems.
But Carstairs is better with people. Considering this is a supervisory position, I'd go with her.
I guess you're right. Didn't we just do crew evaluation reports?
3 months ago.
Seems like 3 weeks. Why don't we just give everybody a promotion
and call it a night, Commander?
Fine with me, Captain.
Could we have two coffees, please?
On a nearby table.
What could be so funny? What's so funny about crew evaluations?
Don't worry about it, Sam.
Can't we just try and have a good time here?
How can I have a good time when my career's being decided across the room? Think promotion. Promotion, 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 promotion.
You can't really believe that what you're doing will influence the outcome of your evaluation.
Promotion, promotion, promotion.
It's a time-honored strategy, Torek.
The Vedix of the Janilin Order maintain a round-the-clock chant for the benefit of the Bajoran people.
Considering the history of your planet, that doesn't exactly validate what he's doing.
Promote me, please, so I can make lieutenant and have my own room.
If you aren't happy sharing quarters with me, then you should put in for a new room assignment. Just in case you're not promoted.
I've been thinking about who to promote to ops.
The new night duty officer? Mm-hmm.
Lavelle is an obvious candidate, but I'm also considering Ensign Sito.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You sure about dessert?
Yes, don't tempt me.
The same waiter moves over to Sam's table.
So, are they working on crew evaluations?
Yep.
Who are they talking about?
It's not my place to say.
Come on, Ben.
Please. All right, but I'm not sure you two are gonna like it. Apparently, you two are up for the same job.
Sam's face falls, and so does Ensign Sito sitting next to him. British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek: The Next Generation, created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Lower Decks, voiced by Glenn MacCready. A comet, its tail glowing red and blue in the star's light, flashes past, revealing a rocky moon orbiting a ringed planet. The Federation starship Enterprise journeys into the wild beauty of the unknown. Streaming flat plains of swirling gases ring an enormous glowing orb in a distant galaxy.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Starring Patrick Stewart as Captain Jean-Luc Picard, Jonathan Frakes as Commander William Riker, LeVar Burton as Lieutenant Commander Geordi LaForge, Michael Dorn as Lieutenant Worf, Gates McFadden as Dr. Beverly Crusher, Marina Sirtis as Counselor Deanna Troi, and Brent Spiner as Lieutenant Commander Data. The United Federation of Planets was created to form alliances between species, and the pooling of knowledge and desire to learn pushed the boundaries of our own existence in an effort to discover more. The engines of the Enterprise power up, explosive fusion builds to warp power, and the Enterprise lunges forward in a flash of blue and white light. On the bridge, Sam Lavelle is next to Data, and Sito's next to Worf.
Lock phasers on target.
Phasers locked.
The enemy is firing. Helm hard to starboard.
Hard to starboard.
Fire phasers.
Firing.
Target is destroyed. End simulation sequence, secure from drill. Alpha shift, your response time was 7% slower than the gamma shift. All departments, submit drill evaluation reports by 0900 hours.
Ensign, you'll write that report.
Yes, sir.
What happened back there, Ensign?
I'm sorry, sir. When we changed course, I had to relock phasers before I could fire.
Next time, try letting the locking relay float until the actual order to fire is given. They may not teach that trick at the academy, but it works.
Thank you, sir.
Lavelle.
Sir.
Resume previous course and speed.
Aye, aye, sir.
One eye is sufficient acknowledgement, Ensign.
Helm, change course for the Agaia system. Maximum warp.
Aye, sir.
What happened to the rendezvous with the Clement?
I just received new orders from Starfleet. We'll discuss it in the observation lounge. Mr. Data, Mr. Worf.
Ensign Cito, take over at Ops.
Yes, sir.
She moves down to Data's chair and sits next to Sam.
The Agaia system's close to the Cardassian border. I wonder why we're going there.
She nods in the direction of Picard and the rest.
How'd you like to be a spider under that table?
What?
A spider under the table?
Is that like a fly on the wall?
I guess so. You did really well during the drill.
Well, apparently Commander Riker didn't think so. I swear he's got it in for me.
You're imagining things.
Yeah? And how come you're sitting in that chair instead of me?
I guess you figured I needed more practice than you do.
He smiles at her modesty and kindness. Meanwhile, the Vulcan ensign, Torek, is in engineering.
Excuse me, sir. You have a minute?
Sure, Torek, what is it?
I'd like you to take a look at something.
Have you been improvising again, ensign?
In a manner of speaking, I'm running a computer simulation to test a new warp field configuration.
You got a problem here. Your plasma flow to the nacelles is out of sync.
Actually, sir, that was done deliberately. As you can see, this configuration has increased overall warp field integrity by 7%.
You're right.
Dr. Nils Diaz has been experimenting with this technique at the Tantalan Propulsion Laboratory.
Yeah, I'm familiar with his work, but I never heard anything about this.
His findings have not been released yet. I was able to review a preliminary report when I was at the Academy.
He hands LaForge a small red recorder.
I look forward to reading it.
I predict that when these findings are made public, they will become a new model for warp field operations.
Sounds interesting.
With your permission, sir, I'd like to begin tests to see if the technique can be adapted to our warp drive.
There might be variables that you didn't account for.
I was quite thorough.
I'm sure you were, but I'd still need to see your simulation before I authorize any tests.
As you wish.
If you have any other ideas for increasing efficiency, don't hesitate to run them by me.
As a matter of fact, sir, I do. When would be a good time to discuss them?
I'll get back to you on that.
Torek seems not to pick up on LaForge's weary irony and raises a quizzical eyebrow. The fourth ensign approaches Dr. Crusher.
Excuse me, Doctor.
If you're wondering about the evaluations, things couldn't be better.
Actually, I just wanted to tell you that Ensign Riley's condition is showing improvement. But thank you.
In fact, I'm recommending you for a promotion. How does Lieutenant Alyssa Ogawa sound?
It sounds wonderful.
I'll talk to Commander Riker, and I'm sure it'll be official as soon as the current crew evaluations are over. Oh, Alyssa. How are things going between you and Lieutenant Powell?
Fine. I think.
You think?
I'm sure it's nothing, but he seems preoccupied lately. Last night he had to cancel our date.
I see.
He's been putting together a research proposal. I mean, he's been really busy with it.
Well, I know what that's like. Sometimes I get so busy with research, I forget to eat.
I just wonder.
What? Sit down.
I've never met anyone like Andrew. It's as though we've known each other forever.
You do seem very well suited.
But I know that in the beginning of a romance, it's possible to be a little blind.
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Well, canceling a date like that, the way he's been so distant lately. Doctor, do you think those could be warning signs that he's losing interest?
Alyssa, I think you're overreacting.
Maybe so.
If I cared about someone as much as you care about Andrew, you'd have to do a lot more than cancel a date before I'd get suspicious.
You're right.
I'm sure that when this research is over, things will be back just the way they were.
Except, of course, that he'll have to deal with Lieutenant Ogawa.
Alisa leaves, and the Enterprise slows from warp speed as Sito sits with Worf in 10 forward.
I only filled in at ops for a half hour, but I had to degauss the main deflector dish, recalibrate the navigation grid, and use internal sensors to find a lost puppy.
Ops is a very different challenge from tactical.
I can't figure out why I'm even being considered for this assignment. I'm a security officer.
I recommended you.
I'll try not to let you down, sir.
What could they be talking about?
Have you ever considered learning to lip read?
You think Worf's chewing her out?
No, he always looks like that.
Maybe he's giving her pointers on how to land the ops position.
Hi, Will.
Ben. How you doing?
You call him Will?
Why not?
He's second in command of the ship, that's why not.
I'm not Starfleet. I'm a civilian. When he's in here, he wants to be treated like a civilian.
Riker? I bet he sleeps in his uniform.
You only think that because he's your CO, if you got to know him.
Right.
He's convinced Commander Riker doesn't like him.
Why? Did you crash the ship into something?
No, he just doesn't like me.
He doesn't even know you.
That's right. You should go talk to him.
About what?
Perhaps something you have in common.
He likes jazz, poker, he's Canadian.
Yeah? My grandfather was from Canada.
There you go.
Hi.
Excuse me, I'm gonna go talk to somebody.
He moves over to Riker, who sits at the bar nursing a beer.
Good evening, sir.
Lavelle.
Something I can do for you?
No, sir. I just came to get another drink.
Is there something wrong with that?
No, actually, I... What are you having?
Trachea and ale.
Good choice. I'll have one, too. My grandfather was Canadian, you know.
Really?
Aren't you one, too?
A grandfather?
No, Canadian, sir. Canadian.
No, I grew up in Alaska.
Oh. Well, they both get a lot of snow. It was good talking to you, sir.
Yeah.
Riker shakes his head as Sam retreats.
Your ale, Ensign.
Riker glances up at the barman and shakes his head again. The Enterprise is suspended in the vastness of space as Picard enters the bridge.
We're holding position in the Argaia system.
Anything?
No, sir. I detect no vessels in the vicinity.
How close to the Cardassian border are we?
Less than 5,000 kilometers, sir.
Sir, I'm detecting an object. 5 meters in length, it appears to be an escape pod.
They must have been forced to abandon the ship.
How far inside Cardassian space is it?
50,000 kilometers.
How the hell are we going to get it out of there?
Riker and Lavelle frown as they wonder the same thing.
Sir, the pod's life support system is failing. Notify Dr. Crusher.
Can we get within transporter range without crossing into Cardassian territory?
We would need to boost the gain in the confinement beam by at least 7%.
Miss LaForge?
I'm on it, Captain.
There, try that.
Pod is still too far away.
Okay, I'm gonna try augmenting the frequency spread.
Bioreadings indicate passengers humanoid, attempting life form identification.
No one told you to do that, Ensign. Let's just get him aboard safely. There. That should do it.
Confinement beam's at 109% of normal.
Transporter room. You should be able to get a lock now.
Aye, sir.
Dr. Crusher, are you ready?
Stand by. Alyssa, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave now.
All right, Doctor.
Transporter room, go ahead.
Aye, sir.
A body appears on her table.
What are you doing here?
I'm not supposed to let anyone but the senior officers inside sickbay.
Do you have any idea what's going on?
No, do you?
I better go.
Ensign?
Sir.
Picard stops and regards her coolly for a moment before entering sickbay. She's disconcerted by this. On the bridge...
1,200 hours. Alpha shift is relieved.
Excuse me, sir. If you don't mind, I'd like to stay on for another shift. I could use the training.
Now's not the best time.
Yes, sir.
Disappointed, Sam goes to the turbo lift. Picard strides out of sickbay.
Ensign, you're with me.
When they reach the turbo lift, they meet Lavelle coming out. He's curious that Sito is with Picard. She smiles sweetly as she and the captain get in.
Bridge. You are a certified pilot, Ensign.
Yes, sir.
Picard and Sito enter his ready room.
How long have you served on board the Enterprise, Ensign?
7 months, sir.
I understand that you've been recommended for the ops position. Do you think you're up to it?
I do, sir.
I'm not so sure. I'm concerned about your record.
Sir?
The incident that you were involved in at the Academy.
With all due respect, that was 3 years ago. My record since then...
Doesn't matter how long ago it was, Ensign. Would you do something like that again?
I can assure you, sir, that I would never, never jeopardize lives by participating in...
A daredevil stunt? I would certainly hope not. But what concerns me is that you participated in a cover-up that impeded an official investigation into the death of a cadet.
Sir, I know I should have told the truth right from the start.
Yes, you should. But you didn't. Instead, you joined with the others to pretend that that was simply an accident. Now, what do you think that tells me about your character?
Sir, if you had any idea what it was like after that incident. I didn't have any friends. I didn't have anyone to talk to. I had to take my flight test with the instructor because no one else would be my partner. In a lot of ways, it would have been easier to just walk away, but I didn't. I stuck with it. Doesn't that say something about my character, too?
Well, I'm really very sorry you didn't enjoy your time at the Academy, Ensign. As far as I'm concerned, you should have been expelled for what you did. Quite frankly, I don't know how you made it on board this ship. You're dismissed.
Torek trains a phaser on a shuttle.
Another 2 seconds. Okay, that's enough.
Sir, I'm a little puzzled. Why are we intentionally damaging the shuttlecraft?
We're evaluating hull resiliency. Starfleet requires periodic testing.
I see. I don't believe I'm familiar with that requirement.
Probably because you're not a senior officer.
If you wish, I could reconfigure the phaser to fire a low-intensity burst that would not harm the shuttle's hull. The test procedure would not be affected.
It's fine just the way it is. Now, give me another burst about 4 seconds, right here.
Do you want me to fire from this position?
Actually, why don't you do it from over here?
That would be consistent.
Consistent with what?
With making it appear that this shuttle had fled an attack.
What makes you think that's what we're doing?
The pattern of fire you've asked for is similar to what might result if the shuttle had fled an attacker while engaging in evasive maneuvers.
It's an amazing coincidence.
Yes, sir. It is indeed. Shall we proceed with the testing?
Yes, Ensign. Thank you.
Alyssa, thank you for coming so quickly. We have to prepare for surgery. We have a comatose patient with a subdural hematoma.
Yes, sir.
I want to make it clear that you are not to discuss what you see here with anyone.
I understand.
We'll need to synthesize at least a liter of Cardassian blood.
Alyssa's shocked to find a high-ranking Cardassian on the table. Ben and the four ensigns play cards.
Shabet Tark, what I can't understand is why we're just sitting here so close to the Cardassian border.
It must have something to do with that escape pod we picked up. Don't you think, Sito?
Maybe.
Wonder who was in it.
You know what I heard? It was Ambassador Spock.
That is most unlikely.
That's what I was told.
By whom?
I can't say.
They beamed whoever was in it straight to sickbay. Did you see anything when you were down there?
No. Dr. Crusher just asked me to help her with the laboratory schedule.
I thought Lieutenant Powell was going to join us tonight.
He had to do a double shift.
That's too bad. He must be the worst poker player I've ever met.
It's your bet, Sam.
He peeks at his cards and grins broadly. Elsewhere, Deanna, Crusher, Worf, Riker, and LaForge also play cards.
20.
The thing is, I saw Powell and Ten Forward with another woman, and the way they were talking, it made me wonder.
Well, if he's seeing someone else, he should tell Alyssa. I mean, it might hurt her now, but it would be better in the long run.
I've been meaning to talk to you about something, Mr. Worf. I don't think Ensign Cito's prepared for the ops position.
Well, I must say I disagree, sir.
Counselor.
Oh.
Pair four is bets.
I'm listening.
Bet is 50.
It would be illogical for the captain to deny you a promotion for something you did as a cadet.
He said it shows I don't have character.
What did you say?
What could I say? Maybe he's right.
Hey, you're a damn fine officer, and you deserve that post as much as anyone. One thing's for sure, I won't be getting it. Not if it's up to Riker.
Well, it is your decision, sir. But I am certain if you give Ensign Cito a chance to prove herself, she will not disappoint you.
Very well, I'll take her under consideration. Besides, I'm not convinced about Lavelle.
Really? Why?
He's too eager to please. He's always trying to ingratiate himself to me.
Well, I assume he's doing that to get the job.
50.
There's your 50. And 100 more.
I don't know. It seems to me that you and Lavelle are a lot alike.
What? We're not at all alike.
You're bluffing.
At the Ensign's game.
You think so?
Yes. And I'm not gonna let you get away with it.
Ben bets all his chips.
You know, Sam, maybe you shouldn't try so hard with Riker. It doesn't matter whether he likes you, as long as he respects you.
He must, otherwise he would not be considering you for the ops position.
You're probably right. Maybe I'm just telling myself that he hates me so that if I don't get promoted, I'll have an excuse.
You in or not?
At this juncture, the odds of my winning this hand are less than 39-1. I fold.
Commander's flesh is still working. No help, Worf. Ooh, tens and deuces for the doctor. And jacks and fours for the counselor. Ha. Three sixes.
Fold.
Looks like it's just you and me. They're gonna go another 50?
I'm thinking. Give me a second here.
Didn't you tell me that you took up poker so you could be in the officer's game at the Potemkin?
I happen to like poker.
But your senior officers might have thought that you were trying to ingratiate yourself. I guess it's lucky that they realized that you were young and inexperienced and decided not to hold it against you.
Maybe I have been a little hard on Lavelle.
I do not believe he is bluffing.
I do. Here you go. What have you got?
Flush.
I cannot believe this!
I am your worst nightmare.
I kneel it. How could you tell I was bluffing? You don't really expect me to answer that, do you?
Look, it's getting late. Maybe she'll get some sleep.
One more hand.
Come on, Jordy, you don't have to quit just because I'm unbeatable.
Nah, there's something I need to do down in engineering. I'll get you next time.
I'll be there.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Tarek, Ben, and Lavelle are left when the girls retire.
Bye.
Good night.
See you later.
What I find curious is that when Commander LaForge saw that the technique I was using was actually more efficient, he seemed annoyed.
Of course he was. He didn't like the fact that you knew something he didn't.
Do you think that I've irreparably damaged my relationship with him?
Well, it depends on what kind of a guy he is. Any up, gentlemen.
Come in. Commander.
As you were, I just dropped by to see Tarek.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I'm headed for engineering to run those tests on the nacelles, since you've already put in some work on the technique. Thought you might like to give me a hand.
I'd be pleased to, sir.
Great. Let's go.
Tarek raises his eyebrows at Lavelle before following LaForge.
How about some blackjack?
Oh, I've got to get some sleep so I can be sharp tomorrow.
Why? So you can get promoted, have more responsibility, and have to get to sleep even earlier?
Good night.
Ben wanders along the hallway to the senior officer's room.
Come in.
Ben, what are you doing here?
I just cleaned out some junior officers and I thought I'd do the same here.
You're welcome to give it a try.
Pull up a chair.
Thanks.
With a beaming smile, Ben does just that. The next day, Worf finishes an unarmed combat class.
Dismissed. Ensign Sito.
Yes, sir.
I also teach an advanced class. I believe you may be ready to participate. However, before you can join the group, you must pass the Gichtal.
Gichtal?
Yes, it is a very ancient Klingon ritual. It tests your knowledge of the forms of the Mukbarl.
I should practice first.
No. No practice. That is part of the ritual. The test must be unannounced.
He moves behind her and ties a blindfold round her head.
Can you see?
No.
Good.
Standing head and shoulders above her, he pulls her by the arm onto the mats.
The Gichtal has begun. Defend yourself.
He circles her as she swipes indiscriminately. She punches, he parries, and grabs her hand, pushing her to the ground.
You must anticipate my attack.
Yes, sir.
Defend yourself.
He circles again. She tries to listen for his footfalls, jerking about with each confusing sound. She kicks, he grabs her foot and with his free hand flips her by the other ankle onto her back.
Are you listening, Ensign?
Yes, but...
Defend yourself!
She punches the air. Worf moves behind her. When she tries a backward punch, he parries and throws her to the floor.
Ow!
You did not anticipate.
She stands and tears the blindfold off.
How am I supposed to defend myself when I can't see a thing?
Stop making excuses. Replace the blindfold.
No! It's not a fair test.
Very good, Ensign. You have passed the challenge.
What, by taking off the blindfold?
It takes courage to say the test is unfair.
He mops his face with a towel.
One thing I don't understand. Doesn't Gichtal mean to the death?
You speak Klingon.
Sir, is there really such a thing as a Gichtal challenge?
No, there is not. But perhaps next time you are judged unfairly, it will not take so many bruises for you to protest.
He throws the towel to her and she smiles as he leaves. Later, she addresses Picard.
All I've ever wanted is to make a career for myself in Starfleet. I can't change what happened at the Academy. No one can. All I can do is work hard and try to earn the respect of the people I serve with. If you're not going to give me that chance, then I respectfully request that you transfer me to another ship.
If you're looking for a more lenient commander, I don't think you'll find one.
Permission to speak freely, sir?
He leans back in his chair.
Please do.
If you didn't want me on your ship, you should have said so when I was assigned to it. It's not your place to punish me for what I did at the Academy. I've worked hard here. My record is exemplary. If you're going to judge me for what I am now.
Very well, Ensign. I will.
He stands and crosses to her.
It took courage to come here and face me after what I said to you the other day. I didn't ask you here because I was assessing your qualifications for the ops position.
I don't understand, sir.
I was harsh with you because I wanted to assess you for a very important mission. A mission that could put you in a situation that would be far more unnerving than a dressing down by your commanding officer.
Can I ask what that mission is, sir?
Join the senior officers in the observation lounge at 0900 hours. We'll discuss it then.
Yes, sir.
And Ensign, I do know why you ended up on the Enterprise. I asked for you. I wanted to make sure that you got a fair chance to redeem yourself.
Thank you, sir.
You wanted to see me, Doctor?
Yes, Alyssa. I think you know how much I've come to depend upon you here. I've recommended your promotion because your performance here has been exemplary.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate that.
But more than that, I've come to think of you as a friend. Someone I really care about.
It's nice of you to say that. I feel the same way.
So, you and Andrew Powell?
Someone told you.
Told me what?
We were going to keep it a secret until the promotions are announced.
A secret?
He asked me to marry him.
Alyssa, that's wonderful. Oh, I'm so relieved. I mean, happy.
Sita reports to the observation lounge.
Please, take a seat, Ensign.
She crosses and is now face to face with the injured Cardassian.
This is Jorrit Dal. He was in the escape pod that we retrieved. He is a member of the Cardassian military and a Federation operative. He has risked his life to bring us invaluable information about Cardassian strategic intentions. Information that could very well enhance the security of Bajor as well as other planets in this sector. Now, it is absolutely imperative that we return him safely to Cardassian space.
It will not be easy. The border is heavily guarded.
Since his ship was destroyed, he'll be using one of our shuttles.
If a patrol stops me, I will claim to have stolen it.
We have distressed the shuttle so that it appears to have been fired upon.
Jorrit will attempt to talk his way past the patrol.
If I were alone, the chances of my succeeding would be slim. But if I had a prisoner with me, a Bajoran terrorist, I would appear to be a bounty hunter. Border crossings of that nature are not uncommon. And for a price, the patrol can be convinced to look the other way.
Once the shuttle is safely past the patrol, Jorrit will put you into an escape pod and return you back across the border.
Since the pod is so small, it will be difficult to detect.
We'll be waiting here to pick you up.
I understand, sir.
Ensign, this is obviously a very dangerous mission. I am not ordering you to take part in it.
Then I volunteer, sir.
Be certain you understand the risk you are taking. If you are captured...
I'm Bajoran. No one knows better than I do what Cardassians do to their prisoners. I've made my decision.
Very well, Ensign. Will you report to sickbay? Dr. Crusher will explain. And Ensign Sito, I must ask you not to discuss this mission with anyone.
Yes, sir.
She smiles up at a concerned Worf before leaving. Jorrit Dahl seems unnerved as well.
I didn't realize she would be so young.
Sito is now in civilian clothes and appears to have a vicious swollen bruise around one eye. Worf is again concerned, so she smiles and lifts her hair from her eye at the door to the shuttle, in which Jorrit waits.
The captain asked Dr. Crusher to make it look like Jorrit had mistreated me.
We're all set here.
Sir? I just want you to know that I really appreciate the fact that you've always had confidence in me.
Good luck.
I'll see you soon.
She turns and boards the shuttle. Worf watches her take a seat next to Jorrit as the rear door slowly closes. As the shuttle glides away over the top of the Enterprise, Worf watches it go from the launch bay. The small, vulnerable shuttle glides ever closer to danger.
We're approaching the border. won't be long before we're detected by the patrol ships.
When they stop us, do you want me to say anything?
No. It should seem that I've broken your will. If you're asked any questions, look at me as though you're afraid to answer.
Can I ask you something? Why are you doing this? Risking your life for Starfleet.
I don't consider myself a traitor, if that's what you're asking. All my life, I've served in the military. Once, it was an institution dedicated to the security of Cardassia. Now, it's little more than a platform for ambitious gulls hoping to make their reputations in battle. If the information I've provided helps Starfleet deter even one pointless skirmish, I've served my purpose. I'm sick of war. My people need peace.
I never thought I'd hear a Cardassian say something like that.
And I never thought a Bajoran would risk her life to help a Cardassian get home.
Patrol ship's moving in on our position.
We don't have much time.
She offers up her wrists to be cuffed. Meanwhile, Sam tries to figure things out.
She must have left on that shuttle. There's no other explanation.
Do you have any idea where it went?
Toward Cardassian space. That's what I'm worried about. Oh, there was one other thing. I noticed the shuttle was damaged.
Sam, can we talk about something else?
Well, don't you care what's happened to her?
Of course.
But we have to accept the fact that we're not always told about everything that happens aboard ship.
Well, we can at least tell each other what we know.
Torek and Alyssa exchange a glance.
Wait a minute, do you two know something?
Sam, please.
Oh, I can't believe this. We're friends.
We're also Starfleet officers.
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Okay. I understand. I better get going. I got duty in a half an hour.
Captain's log, stardate 47566.7. We have reached the coordinates in Federation space where Ensign Sito's escape pod was to have rendezvoused with us. However, we have been waiting for over 30 hours, and as yet there is no sign of her.
Report.
We completed a long-range scan of the area, sir. The escape pod doesn't seem to be out there.
It is possible that at this distance we are unable to distinguish the pod from the inorganic matter normally present in space. Try narrowing the scan field. See if you can pick up any biosigns.
Sir, it would help if I knew what kind of life signs to look for.
You're scanning for Bajoran life signs.
Yes, sir.
A grim-faced Picard enters the bridge.
Nothing yet. The pod is 32 hours overdue.
Sir, I recommend we launch a probe to increase the range of our sensor sweeps.
Launching a probe in a Cardassian space would be a treaty violation.
Picard nods, then considers.
Mr. Worf, prepare a probe and launch when ready.
Aye, sir.
Picard and Riker move to their seats.
Probe launched, sir.
On the screen, the probe disappears into space.
Sir, I am detecting signs of debris 200,000 kilometers inside Cardassian space. Its mass and composition indicate it could be the remains of a Federation escape pod.
Picard leans forward in his chair while Sam is grief-stricken.
Captain's log, supplemental. We have intercepted a Cardassian report stating that a Bajoran prisoner escaped her captor and was killed in an evacuation pod as she tried to leave Cardassian space.
To all Starfleet personnel, this is the captain. It is my sad duty to inform you that a member of the crew, Ensign Sito Jaxa, has been lost in the line of duty. She was the finest example of a Starfleet officer, and a young woman of remarkable courage and strength of character. Her loss will be deeply felt by all who knew her. Picard out.
Wearily, he leans back in his chair. As the Enterprise now leaves its rendezvous point, Worf sits alone, head bowed, intent forward, and Ben brings him a drink. Ben moves quietly over to Sam, Torek, and Elisa.
You okay?
Ben puts drinks on the table, and Sam places his new collar pip between the glasses.
I just got promoted.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Just doesn't feel right. For all I know, she was gonna get the promotion instead of me.
You shouldn't feel that way, Sam.
She would have been happy for you, Sam.
The best way to remember her would be to excel in your new position.
Elisa pins Sam's new pip on his collar.
We're proud of you, Sam.
Ben moves back to Worf's table.
Excuse me, sir, but I need to move this table.
What?
There's an empty seat over there.
I appreciate what you are trying to do, but it is not appropriate. You were her friends. I was only her commanding officer.
Sir, I happen to know that she considered you a friend.
Worf stiffly moves over to the other table, and silently, Torek, Elisa, and Sam, each in turn, make their senior officer very welcome. The Enterprise cruises away.